Chapter 19, The Two Coats. Not long after the incredible encounter that I had with Jesus in having the coat of rejection removed off of me and having it be replaced with the white linen garment accepted in the Beloved, I then had a burning follow-up question for the Father. How can I in some way impart this to my daughter and my granddaughter? I know they both struggle with rejection as well. It is one of the most painful human emotions you can ever experience. And one of the keys of understanding this is this. Every negative emotion is also an evil spirit. We experience the negative emotion because we are in agreement with an evil spirit in that area of our life. So rejection is not just an emotion or a feeling. It is a demonic spirit. It had taken up a place in my life. And I recognized that it had also gone down through the generations and had taken up a place in the life of my mother, my daughter, and granddaughter, and I desperately wanted them to be free of that nasty, icky, horrible, disgusting spirit. The spirit of rejection had become a generational sin that had taken up residence in my family line, and I wanted it gone, evicted. So I prayed and sought the Lord and asked him, how can I somehow impart this mighty deliverance you did for me? How can I pass this on to my granddaughter and my daughter so they don't have to suffer with this? And as I waited upon the Lord for his answer, the download by the Spirit of God came to me. He impressed upon me his instructions for what to do. It was Courtney's birthday, and she had just turned 7 years old. I would be seeing her on the weekend. Here is what I heard in his instructions to me. You are going to act the message out in a prophetic action in such a way that she will never forget this. Go to the Goodwill, buy two different coats for Courtney. One coat you will make horrible, nasty, and disgusting. The other coat will be beautiful. Give her these two coats and then tell her a story. So that is what I did. I found a black fleece vest and bought it. I cut holes in the vest, made it tattered and torn. I smeared mud all over it and made it nasty and disgusting. The other coat was a beautiful wool coat, played with red, black, and gray, and a beautiful fur-lined hood. Then I saw Courtney, and I told her a story. You know what, Courtney? Nana used to wear a coat that the enemy, Satan, threw onto her. It was rejection. It was the only coat I had, so I wore it. But it did not belong on me, and the Father did not want me wearing that coat. So he took it off and replaced it with something very beautiful, a white linen garment. It has a name, accepted in the Beloved. Now I have something for you, Courtney. I then had her open the brown sack that had the nasty coat in it. She opened it up, pulled it out, and we looked at it together. Courtney, would you want to wear this coat to school? No, Nana. Why not? It has mud all over it. It's dirty. What should we do with this coat, Courtney? We could wash it in the washing machine. Look, it has holes and tatters all over it. It's like garbage. Should we put it in the garbage? Yes, Courtney, that is a great idea. Go put this coat into the garbage. After she did that, I spoke to her and said, Courtney, that nasty coat is something that Satan wants to put onto you and me. The coat can represent the spirit of rejection, or the spirit of rebellion, or the spirit of anger. Satan wants us to wear that coat. But Jesus has something much, much better for us to wear. Here, open this other bag. She then pulled out the beautiful wool plaid coat of many colors and put it on. Courtney, this coat represents what Jesus wants you to wear. This coat represents the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. This is the coat that Jesus wants you to wear. She put it on and she wore it all day. Courtney, never forget this. Don't wear the coat that the enemy tries to throw onto you. Anger, rebellion, or rejection, wear the coat that Jesus has for you. It is full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. That is the coat that he wants you to wear. What coat are you wearing? Is it time to take it off and ask the Father to give you his coat?